What is drop shipping?
It's a buzzword, to be fair.
Excellent.
But it describes, in part, what you just said, using machines to remove those old brick-and-mortar kind of ideas. And in telling the story, I need to separate into three kind of parts. The first part relates to Amazon and what it's doing, which is amazing and very Amazon, but sets us up for some potential problems later on. Then, about a small retailer who managed to fix very common problem for small retailers with regards to payments and managing backends and things, which turned out to become a big business for small retailers. And then how those two combined added into a hype cycle and people wanting to cash in on this new digital wave of making everything simple gave us the terms dropshipping and retail arbitrage, which is actually not that weird a thing. It's been around for a long time. So let's start with
what we used to call shopping around.
Shopping around, yes.
Now done. Retail arbitrage, shopping around. Got you, okay.
Indeed it is. So starting with the Amazon stuff, Amazon figured that the model for building its business was to find things that have got fair margins and make it easier to buy them and move them to people who want to get it at better deals than they could from anywhere else. And in doing so, they realized when you work in these huge, huge volumes, you can take smaller margins, that gets you a better share, and you start growing. They doubled down to say that the most important thing for them was to make sure people can get it quickly. So it's the logistics and the shipping, which require them to start building these enormous warehouses that they're kind of famous for, and then managing how to get all those orders, all those products shipped quickly. And what they've realized is it's a lot better if rather than holding the products themselves, they just connected these millions of people who are coming to their website looking for something, see what they want, click buy, then sending the order directly to the retailer and say, please send this to so-and-so with our compliments. And just taking a little piece of that sort of action. And dropshipping is effectively the process by which you, as Bruce, set up a business where you make no products, but you simply host a front end, advertise products you found somewhere else at low costs, add your margin, and sell it on.
That's called Alibaba.
Yes, AliExpress in particular is a very popular place that dropshippers go to look for these products, as is Amazon, as is eBay, and all these other sort of places. But this is where the second company comes in that kind of helped facilitate this all, and it's one called Shopify, and there's quite a few clones of it since. But in 2004, a couple of Canadian snowboarders, looking to get other Canadian snowboarders buying and selling stuff online, found that it was very hard for a small company to have to set up all the very expensive and high-tech things that were required at the time for online payments, etc. Being one of them coders, they decided to write and build their own product. And as many people who have found a problem online or solved a problem online realize that the thing that they wanted to solve, the business is far more valuable in solving the problem than using it as a solution. So rather than them simply saying, we're a great little snowboarding retail company, they're now a platform to allow anybody to add payments to their site. And for a small business, it's wonderful when you can say, I don't have to think about all this. I don't have to worry with the security and the managing payments. And
it's so empowering for a business that wants to grow. I mean, one of our solutionist thinkers coming up in the next couple of weeks is a guy called Katleho Mapai, who is the founder of Yoko. And this strikes me as the sort of thinking they're engaging in. I mean, they're creating a physical device. They're not creating a platform or anything else. It's a device to enable small businesses to transact. And the deeply empowering aspect of these devices is that people tend to spend more with them. People, they don't have to worry about cash. They don't have to worry about the cost of managing and depositing cash. The stuff is done digitally and electronically. It's a different version of the same story.
Exactly right. And when you're a fantastic creative, you're making products and you're finding great products and you want to give them to people or give them to more people, the sort of Alibaba and Amazon notion of saying, this is why we're here, then these are wonderful people doing excellent work. The catch is, somebody says, well, if anybody can do this, and literally you pay a subscription to get access to Shopify, you pop across to something like an AliExpress, you pick out products that you think people would want, and you add them to your site, literally click, click. Then you go to a Facebook or an Instagram, and you say, here is an ad I would like you to make for Bruce's special bespoke T-shirts. Please aim it at people living in this part of Johannesburg who drive this kind of car, because I think they'll like this T-shirt. And off you go. And as if you can get a good little chain going and find the right people to connect them, seeing your product and buying
it. I suddenly have an online retail presence.
Yeah, you're a retailer. And this is the principle of dropshipping. And it's almost like a, well, who's to lose? You're simply connecting people with stuff that they want and you're helping facilitate it all. Now, one of the bits and principles of the internet was it was supposed to get rid of middlemen. It was supposed to connect you directly for, you know, people who are selling with people who are buying. Yet, in fact, it's adding more middlemen. And the bit that most people found out is that it's not that simple just to say, well, I'll go and buy something really cheaply, stick it on my site, and then try and advertise to people, because you're paying to host it on your site. You're still paying for the product, and somebody has to pay for the shipping, and then you have to pay for the ads. And if you don't start generating some significant sales, and that your margins aren't good enough to cover all those fees, then you wind up not actually selling anything and losing money. And so dropshippers realized that this wasn't quite the magic bullet they hoped. So they went online and sort of complained a bit that this wasn't working so well. Or more importantly, they decided there is a better margin, better business to create for themselves, and that's selling dropshipping models.
So does this mean the end of the takealot.coms at some point in the not too distant future, where takealot.com is a shop, it's a warehouse, it's you say, I'd like the t-shirt, I'd like the coffee mug, and I'd like the coffee beans, please, and they will go into their warehouse, collect those things, and dispatch them to you in a parcel? The future of online shopping suggests you might go to takealot.com in the future, and they will send you to the coffee shop, the t-shirt shop, and the mug shop, and all three of those items will arrive independently, even though you bought them through a single place.
Yeah, actively, I think Amazon and other retailers in the digital space are looking to say, we want to be this platform. The Alibabas and AliExpresses look to do the same thing, and I think there's a very real use for that. But then you are invested in the platform and actually delivering it. It's not the guys who are looking to try and do a fast one. So this kind of hype around dropshipping, where everybody can be an online retail entrepreneur, is a little like time sharing when it was a bit silly. When everybody was trying to sell you time sharing as the next big thing, and you found people weren't so much buying and selling timeshare, but selling courses in how to sell timeshare and how to get people to buy timeshare, that you realize, this is the actual business. It's selling the model of dropshipping that is the actual business. And please be careful, because if you're not in retail and if you don't know the web, don't think you're going to become an online retail entrepreneur without simply wasting your money on ads for Facebook, products to AliExpress, and stuff for places like Shopify. So those are the three bits and how they come together. Great theory, wonderful businesses, little dodgy practice from some people. So somebody's talking to you, retail arbitrage and dropshipping, look carefully.
You must certainly be going with your eyes wide open. It just strikes me that we're going in an era where we've seen the big brands evolve and develop, and there's an element of trust on the internet, there's always going to be the 21st century highway robbers who are going to come and try and ruin it for everyone else.
Yeah, and in this case, it's less that somebody's out there with an intention to rip you off, that absolutely does exist, but rather that there is, you know, the person who thinks they're gonna get on the net, they're gonna become part of the digital economy, and they just wind up wasting their money.
Yeah.
It's the investment part. Dare I say it? It's like somebody who thought, Bitcoin, this is gonna be a great thing. I'll just buy, hold.
Bye, bye, bye.
It's
the same story. Colin Cullis, Business Unusual correspondent on The Money Show. The whole concept around dropshipping.